The Bank with a Clock, the Industrial State Bank, Michigan Avenue at Portage Street and at Washington Square, brings you the 170th in a series of programs designed to help you know your city. Cover your future with security by investing in United States savings bonds during the Opportunity Drive. It's a safe, sure, dependable investment. Buy a bond, let it grow, and when your bond reaches maturity in just 10 years, you'll get back $4 for every $3 you've invested. Yes, this is your opportunity to put more opportunity into your future. So be wise. Invest in United States savings bonds. You're protected when you invest in United States savings bonds. If your bond is lost, stolen, or destroyed, your government will replace it without charge. Act now. Join the Opportunity Drive. Buy your bond now. Stop in at the Industrial State Bank, Michigan Avenue at Portage Street, or at Washington Square, or get them at any bank. But be sure to get United States savings bonds during the Opportunity Drive. Remember, for your convenience, the Industrial State Bank is open this evening from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And now, by magnetized tape, here is the editor of Know Your City, Dr. Dunbar.
Good evening. Vacations are just around the corner for most folks in Kalamazoo. It's the time of year when people are planning how to spend those precious days that they have away from their regular work. Getting away from it all is the usual goal of a vacation. We ask the fellow who works beside us in our shop or in our office, "Where are you going on your vacation?" We assume that he is going someplace. And probably there are quite a few folks who stay at home during their vacation. In theory, the chance to sleep late in your own comfortable bed, to loll about in the backyard hammock, to see movies to your heart's content, to go to some ball games, and to read those books that you've been wanting to read, escaping the ravages of ants and mosquitoes, seems to have its points. But there are serious drawbacks. Such a vacation for the man of the house doesn't carry with it much of a vacation for the lady who has to cook the meals and keep the household running. And anyway, it's more restful and relaxing to escape from one's usual environment for a while. A lot of Kalamazoo folks, of course, have their own cottages at a nearby lake and will spend their vacations there, enjoying a chance to fish or swim or go motorboating or sailing or just resting. A great many more will spend their time traveling. To find out about travel plans, I contacted a couple of local travel bureaus, asking them to tell me the trends in vacation travel this year. American travel to Europe this year will surpass any previous records. Steamships and airlines are booked solid for June, July, and August, reports the Irmish Travel Bureau. But space is still available for September and October. The speed of air transport makes it possible for people with limited vacation periods to make the transatlantic crossing and still have time to spend in the country of their choice. The Horner Travel Bureau also reports that travel abroad is heavier than ever this year. South America is being considered by several for a vacation. The 21-day airline tickets offer attractive rates. The railroads are trying to attract the vacationist by offering conducted tours at special rates and emphasizing new equipment for comfortable travel. The Horner Bureau states that people in Kalamazoo this year seem to have been late in getting started with their vacation travel plans. And they're watching their dollars more closely, shopping around, taking shorter trips. Another interesting trend reported by the Horner Travel Bureau is for whole families to go on vacation trips together. More people are taking the whole family and traveling by automobile. To discover some of the trends in motor travel this summer, I have invited Mr. Don R. Schaus, manager of the Kalamazoo Division of the Automobile Club of Michigan, to be with us for this program. Mr. Schaus, I expect that there will be a lot of cars on the road this summer.
Yes, Mr. Dunbar, this year promises to be the greatest in our experience in automobile travel. Judging from the activity in the club offices this summer, it appears that nearly all of our 7,000 local members is planning a trip somewhere. Travel trends seem to be changing somewhat from past years, although Yellowstone is the perennial favorite and attracts many local people each year. I'm surprised at the number of our members who are going to Florida for summer vacations. This is something new, although from our experience, I would say that California is still a ranking favorite insofar as year-round vacation spots are concerned. The Great Smoky Mountains have been gaining in popularity in recent years, and there are a substantial number of Kalamazoo people going to the Pacific Northwest, to Virginia and the Tidewater states, as well as to New York and Washington. Canada, too, is popular, especially the Gaspé Peninsula and the Muskoka Lake region, which is north of Toronto. We have had many more requests this year for information on Great Lakes cruises, as some prefer this type of vacation to traveling by automobile. The thing that has always been of special interest to me, however, is the large number of Michigan people who spend their vacations in Michigan. It appears that Michigan's best tourist customers are our own citizens. Perhaps that is as it should be, because after all, Michigan does have everything to offer, in addition to her well-known lakes and streams. For example, if you want to go to the desert, Michigan has that in the form of the famous sand dunes along the east shore of Lake Michigan. If you want mountains, Michigan has the Porcupines in the Upper Peninsula. If you want to go through a salt mine, some of the biggest in the world are located under the city of Detroit, or more exactly, under the old military establishment of Fort Wayne. Or if you want to travel for a week or so and hardly ever leave the sight of water, you can start out from New Buffalo and drive around the entire coastline of the state of Michigan. The copper and iron mines of the Upper Peninsula are of great interest, and the Sioux Locks also have a strong appeal. Altogether, the members of our Kalamazoo Club are seasoned travelers and keep the club busy finding the best routes for them to travel to their destinations.
Thank you, Mr. Schaus. What you have said about Michigan as an ideal vacation spot is certainly true. In discussing this subject with Mr. Chester Wells, manager of the West Michigan Tourist and Resort Association, he told me that during the last year or two, a great deal has been done to improve facilities for tourists and resorters here in Michigan. The hammer and the saw have been wielded with a vengeance, and the paintbrush has been flying. There are a great many more and better places to eat, more comfortable tourist cabins. The Irmish Travel Bureau reports that lake cruises from Detroit and Chicago are popular this year, and that they are very reasonably priced. The Horner Travel Bureau states that not so many people are going to the big cities this summer. The trend seems to be to the great open spaces, whether to the lakes or streams of Michigan, or to the ranches and national parks in the West. Perhaps you'd like to know what the public school teachers are going to do for their vacations. In many cases, they're headed for summer school study to continue their work on advanced degrees, but quite a number have travel plans. Cynthia Prinney, a music teacher at Hillcrest and West Main schools, is going to take a bicycle trip through the New England states. Alice Cagney of the Upjohn School is planning a tour of Europe. She will visit France, Italy, Switzerland, Belgium, Holland, and the British Isles. Edna Earle of Brucker School will take a motor trip through Quebec and Nova Scotia. The most popular mecca for the traveling school teacher seems to be California, though. Elnora Bollinger of Roosevelt School, Mabel Stanley, also of Roosevelt, and Mrs. Raymond Putt are among those who are headed toward the Golden Gate. Several of the school personnel will combine pleasure with work. Carl Palmatier of the Central High School will conduct a national archery tournament in California. Margaret McGregor of Roosevelt School will direct a girls' camp in the Adirondacks. Colin Shibley, principal of the Roosevelt School, will attend by invitation an Institute for Educational Leadership at the American University in Washington, D.C. And by the way, Fay Ross and Phyllis Verwest also plan trips to the national capital. Cyrilla Galuski of Upjohn School will go to California this summer to visit Mrs. Spencer Tracy's clinic for the deaf, and then she'll go to Flagstaff, Arizona to teach in a clinic of hard of hearing at Arizona State College. Alta Soldergren will spend the summer at Wayne University to study sight saving. So much for the school teachers. But what is the average Kalamazooan doing for his vacation, and how does he look at vacations? To find out, we took our tape recorder down to the Industrial State Bank this afternoon and interviewed some of the people who came into the bank.
May I ask your name, please?
Dwayne Eckler.
And where do you live, Mr. Eckler?
Out on Route 9, Kalamazoo.
Uh-huh. And what's your occupation?
Carpenter, farmer.
Are you, what are you planning to do for your vacation?
Stay at home and farm it.
Oh, you haven't got time for a vacation?
No.
All right. Thanks very much. Your name, please?
Mrs. Robert George.
And where do you live, Mrs. George?
On Pinehurst Boulevard.
And can you tell us what you're planning to do for your vacation this summer?
Well, we're going to visit my brother in Los Angeles and my niece in Los Angeles, too.
How nice. How long are you going to stay?
Well, about a month is the plan.
About a month. And how will you travel? By car?
By train.
By train. And how long will it take you to get there?
Well, we figure on about 4 days, three or four days.
4 days each way. Mm-hmm. Well, may you have a very pleasant trip.
Well, we hope so.
Thank you. Your name, please?
Mrs. Vernon Shellman.
Mrs. Shellman, what are you going to do for your vacation this year?
We're going to travel east.
Going to travel east to New England, New York?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. And what are you going to do when you get there?
We're going to visit my parents.
Oh, how nice. How long will you have?
2 weeks.
How are you going to travel?
By car.
By car. Have you made up your mind what route you're going to take yet?
Yes, we think we'll go through Canada and then New York State and then on to New Jersey.
And then come back?
The same way.
The same way. Well, may you have a very pleasant trip.
Thank you.
Here are a lady and a gentleman. I think I'll talk to the lady. What is your name, please?
Mrs. Diamond.
Mrs. Diamond?
That's right.
And where do you live, Mrs. Diamond?
Crooked Lake, Texas.
Crooked Lake, Texas. Now, do you and your husband have a vacation coming up this summer?
Yes.
And how are you going to use that vacation?
Well, we're going to start building a house.
You're going to build a house. Are you going to help the mister build that house?
I don't think I'll do much towards building it, but I'll be there.
I see. And what does your husband do?
He works at Shakespeare's.
And so you have a little vacation, you're going to build a house.
That's right. We're going to start it. I don't know how much we'll get done.
Well, that's wonderful. Good luck to you, and thanks. And your name, please?
Dorothy Truax.
Dorothy, do you have a vacation coming up?
I certainly do, this summer.
When are you going to take it?
The last week of July and the 1st of August.
And what are you going to do during your vacation?
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind.
Is that so? You're sort of uncertain about those plans yet. What are some of the possibilities?
There isn't any right at the time being.
It's just a complete blank.
Right.
What do you like to do? Read books or lie in a hammock or...
Lie in a hammock.
Lie in a hammock. You going to do a lot of that during your vacation?
Certainly I'd like to.
Do you usually plan your vacations or you just let nature take its course?
I let nature take its course. That's the best way.
Well, good enough. Thank you very much, Ms. Truax. Ask your name, please.
John Simmons.
I didn't get that.
John Simmons.
John, where do you live?
1014 North Pitcher.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a mill worker.
You're a mill worker. And do you have a vacation coming this summer?
Yes, I do.
How long do you have?
1 week.
1 week. And how do you intend to spend it?
Well, I think I'll stay home this year.
Well, that's interesting. What do you do when you stay home during vacation? Do you sleep late?
Well, yeah, and take it easy.
Take it easy. Yeah. You read the books, go to the movies, and take in a ball game, and...
Yeah, just well, take it easy.
Well, fine. That's a good way to spend a vacation. I hope you have a good one.
Well, thank you.
Your name is Jack Mitchell, I believe.
Yes, it is, Dr. Dunbar.
And you run a business down here. What is that?
Laundromat, half-hour laundry.
Oh, good enough. Jack, are you going to take a vacation this summer?
No, I'd like to, but my wife's having a baby, so that'll take up my vacation.
Well, I'll say it will. You're going to spend the time that you'd ordinarily would on a vacation taking care of that youngster, huh?
I guess I will.
Well, that's fine. I'm sure that'll be a very fine vacation. At least it'll be a change. Will this be your first one?
This is my first.
What are you hoping for, a boy or a girl?
Well, I like to have two boys, but I'll take whatever I get.
Well, most of us do. Thanks very much, Jack.
Thank you.
And this, if I'm not mistaken, is Lee Johnson of Oakley and Oldfield. Lee, what are you going to do for your vacation?
I'm going fishing.
You're going fishing? Whereabouts?
Canada, north of Montreal River.
And when are you going?
Friday morning.
Friday morning. You want to catch some big ones, huh?
I hope so.
How long are you going to be gone?
2 weeks.
And how do you travel?
Well, we drive to the end of the road at Montreal River, and we pick up a boat there, and it takes us up along the shore of Lake Superior.
How large a party?
Two.
Oh, yes. Well, that's...
Fred Miller and myself.
Well, that's fine. I hope you have a swell time and catch a lot of them.
Thank you very much, Wallace.
What's your name, please?
Marcia Foster.
What are you going to do for your vacation, Marcia?
I plan on going to Westport, Connecticut.
Oh, wonderful. Have you been up there before?
No, I've never been east before.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful trip, and thank you very much for telling us.
The Bank with a Clock, the Industrial State Bank, Michigan Avenue at Portage Street and at Washington Square, has been pleased to bring you another in the series of programs, Know Your City. They hope you have found tonight's magnetized tape broadcast concerning Kalamazoo and vacations an interesting program. Remember, for a future of opportunity, buy United States savings bonds now during the Opportunity Drive. WKZO in Kalamazoo. Enjoy the music of Del Courtney's famous orchestra direct from Coco.